I am inviting you to become a ruler in the millennial kingdom, to be a chosen race, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a person of God's own possession. You can rule over 5 cities or even 10 cities. Jesus has invited you to rule and reign with him when he comes back and sits on the throne in Jerusalem here on earth. This day is not that far off. Grab a seat and listen to what you're being offered. First, let me tell you about the Millennial Kingdom. It's a term you may have heard, but for the most part, it is a new and unknown prophecy of the Bible. Jesus is coming back as king to conquer all governments in the entire earth, every kingdom, every land. The battle is called Armageddon. It is here that Jesus will establish his throne in Jerusalem. He will subjugate every nation to himself. Then everything will change. The prophets tell us that the animal kingdom will look very different. The animals will no longer eat each other and live in peace. The prophet Isaiah tells it like this: "And the wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together. And a little boy will lead them. Also, the cow and the bear will graze. Their young will lie down together. And the lion will eat straw like the ox. The nursing child will play at the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child will put his hand on the viper's den. They will not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as the water covers the sea." He also states in another part of his book, "The wolf and the lamb will graze together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox, and the dust will be the serpent's food, and they will do no evil or harm in all my holy mountain, says the Lord." Can you envision this? A world where all the animals will be vegetarians. No battles, no eating each other, only peaceful coexistence. Even the children can play with the most dangerous animals just as they would play with a dog or a cat in your house. The world will change in massive ways because Jesus sits on the throne in Jerusalem. When Jesus returns, coming down from the clouds, his foot will touch the Mount of Olives, causing a great earthquake. The land will be split, and a great valley will be created, where living water will flow both east and west. The Dead Sea will come to life with every possible fish to catch, with fishermen surrounding its banks, with rich, unyielding catch of fish. The riverbanks will be filled with trees that bear fruit that will never fail to bring in an abundant crop. The leaves of the trees will be taken to the nations for healing. All this is a prophecy told to us by Ezekiel. The curse will be lifted from the earth. These visions come from Amos, Joel, and Isaiah, prophets of old. The thorns and thistles will be gone from the ground. No longer will you have to sweat to grow your food. Planting and reaping will happen so fast that the plowman will catch up with the reaper. The silos will be full of grain. The vats will flow with oil and wine. You will have plenty to eat and be satisfied and praise the name of Jesus. The prosperity he will bring to the nations will be utterly amazing. war will be no more. Building of ships, guns, planes, rockets, tanks, and instruments of war will end. This prophecy comes from the prophet Zechariah. There will be peace to all the nations in the dominion of Jesus that will stretch from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. Just imagine it. Not a single government will prepare for war. No schools, no training for war, or army camps, no police camps, absolutely nothing to do with war or police enforcement. Justice is all left in the hands of Jesus, the King. The prophets tell us that all kingdoms will bow down before King Jesus, and all the nations will serve him. His throne will be located in Jerusalem, and he will be king over all the earth. In that day, he will be the only one, and his name the only name. It is made clear over and over by the prophets. This is the good news of the gospel. And I get so excited about it. Myself and others following Jesus will rule and reign with him for 1,000 years, or is known better as the millennial kingdom. This comes from the book of Revelations, chapter 20, verse 4. Look it up on an online Bible yourself. Jesus said this himself in Matthew, chapter 25, verses 14 through 30, that some of us will rule over 5 cities and others 10 cities. I'm inviting you to join me in this exciting future. I want to define and make clear the invitation of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Jesus paid a ransom for my life. He voluntarily gave his life to purchase my freedom. The offer has been extended to you also. If you look in the book of John, chapter 3, verses 16 through 17, it states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him." Also, in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 8, it states, "But God demonstrated his own love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." So Jesus paid the price for you to be in his kingdom. Once you've accepted this invitation, the first of many benefits is that you will have direct access to the Ancient of Days, or better known as the Father. Now, you'll be able to bring your petitions and prayers directly to the Father. Jesus tells us in the Bible in John chapter 16, verse 23, which reads, "In that day you will not question me about anything. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you." At this moment, you do not have access to the Ancient of Days. You are not one of his adopted children. So he refuses to listen to your prayers. As part of this package deal, you'll be excluded or avoid the second death. In the book of Hebrews, it states that God has appointed all men to die once, and then face judgment, which then follows the second death. In the book of Luke, Jesus tells us to rejoice that your name is written in the book of life. The Bible continues to discuss this topic in the book of Revelations, chapter 20, stating that everyone's name who is written in the book of life will not be judged, but receive a place in his kingdom. This means all the names of individuals written in the book of life will not see the second death. You, who your name is not yet written in the book of life, will die twice. So you get to choose to die once and live in Jesus' kingdom, or die twice. It's your choice. Another part of this package deal is that we get a new body like Jesus. The book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 20, 21 states, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into the conformity with his body of his glory, by the exertion of the power that he has even subjected all things to himself." This means that when we meet Jesus in the air, we'll receive a new body that'll be glorified just like his, that will last for an eternity. Not only do we get a great new body, but Jesus gives us crowns and rewards. In Revelations 22, verse 12, it reveals that after we meet Jesus in the air, he'll bring each of us forward to be judged for the deeds we did here on earth as one of his servants. He will say wonderful words like, "Well done, good and faithful servant." We'll receive crowns that are noted in Scripture and receive what Jesus calls real wealth. At this time, we'll also gather up all the wealth we've stored up in heaven over our lifetime. This is all to remind us that what we do here on earth will directly affect our standing in Jesus' kingdom. And this is the part that I alluded to at the beginning of the message. When Jesus takes his position as king, he will place us in positions in his government. Just as you see here in the United States, the president assigns people to positions in the government. So too, Jesus will assign us to work in his global rule over all the earth. You can read about this in Revelations 20, verses 4 through 6, and Matthew 25, 14 through 30. And in Paul's epistles, he talks about how we will even judge angels. You will live in the new Jerusalem that will come down from the heavenly realms. This is a city that God creates. It will be 1,400 miles long, 1,400 miles wide, and 1,400 miles tall. And yes, the streets will be made of gold. It's a package deal. Jesus is inviting you to participate in. It is the good news. The entrance fee has been paid for by Christ himself. You can accept his invitation up to your last breath here on earth. But as I have mentioned, the rewards and the real wealth are for your service here on earth before you move on. If you'd like to know more about how you can join his kingdom, store up treasure in heaven, or would like to understand in more detail what I'm talking about, I will make myself available to meet with you at Martinsville Community Methodist Church, where I preach. Or come to your home if it's near Martinsville. Please text me. My phone number is 937-540-5496, and we can make these arrangements. I am Wayne Patton. I've been a missionary serving in the Philippines, the Solomon Islands, and Brazil. Do not let this opportunity pass you by. Jesus is coming back soon, and when the church is pulled from the earth, this offer will expire. Text me today to make arrangements to meet.